Zondervan presents Anger is a Choice by Tim LaHaye and Bob Phillips. Read by Grover Gardner. Introduction. Are you an angry person? Then join the club. So are we. We both have struggled with anger in the past. You mean you don't struggle with it now? You ask. We would like to be able to answer that by saying we no longer have to face our anger. We would like to tell you that we have found the golden key that eliminates hostility, and that if you will follow certain techniques, you will no longer have to deal with anger. But if we did this, we would be lying, or at the least be very misleading. No, we are human like you. That's not an excuse, that is a fact. The fact that we are human is what makes dealing with the emotion of anger so difficult. You notice we said dealing with anger, not eliminating anger. We believe that all our emotions have been given to us by God. It is easy for us to accept emotions, such as joy, peace, tenderness, and confidence, as being God-given. It is harder to believe that God has given us the emotions of fear or anger, but He has. You may not realize it, but fear, anger, and depression are among your best friends. "You're crazy," you reply. "You guys have been in the counseling room too long." True, we have done a lot of counseling, but we don't think we are crazy. Let's try to explain it this way. Imagine that we go to our friend's new house for a visit. They are giving us a tour, and we come to the kitchen. As we look around at the beautiful new kitchen, we notice there apparently is no stove. The only thing we see that might be a stove is two white porcelain rectangles on the counter. It turns out to be one of those new stoves with the burners under the glass. We have never seen a stove like this. We do not realize that the burners have been on because the top of the stove looks clean and white. We walk over, say, "What's this?" and place the palm of a hand on the surface of the glass. What is the first thing we feel? "Stupid," you say. Well, that's probably true, but more likely we feel the pain of a hand burning. Now let us ask, is the pain we first feel a friend or an enemy? At first it is a friend. It tells us to remove the hand from the hot burner. If, however, we leave the hand on the burner, our pain becomes our first, second, and third degree enemy. Our emotions are similar to the physical pain we sometimes experience. The painful emotions of fear, anger, and depression are our friends, at first. They can become our first, second, and third degree emotional enemies if we don't listen to them. When we feel physical pain, we have a choice. We can choose to let the hand burn, or we can choose to remove the hand from the danger. The same is true of our emotions. We have a choice. We can choose to ignore them and experience great emotional pain, or we can choose to listen to them and experience health and healing. This book is about listening to the emotion of anger. It is not a book that tells you to ignore your anger or that says your anger can be eliminated. It is a book that will, hopefully and prayerfully, help you to understand what anger is, understand where anger comes from, know how to recognize anger in its many disguises, learn how to make choices of what to do with your anger, gain insight in how to help others learn to deal with their anger. We realize that the study of the complex emotion of anger is not an easy matter. We've attempted the difficult task of wedding simplicity with professionalism. If we've leaned in any direction, it is toward simplicity. Our purpose is to help as many as possible with this most important emotion. This book is designed with several goals in mind. To help you as an individual make choices about your anger, to be used as a study guide for Bible classes, home study, or small group study, to be a resource manual for pastors, counselors, and teachers. It is our prayer that God will use this book to help all of us face, understand, and make positive godly choices about what to do with anger. Tim LaHaye and Bob Phillips. Note of clarification about writing style. Writing is like wrestling alligators. It's an exciting and difficult task. Gene Fowler suggests that writing is easy. All you do is stare at a blank sheet of paper until drops of blood form on your forehead. Red Smith joins in by stating, "There's nothing to writing. All you do is sit down at a typewriter and open a vein." When it comes to two people authoring a book, Evelyn Waugh makes the humorous observation, "Two or more people getting together to write something is like three people getting together to make a bit."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?